The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
And now, the list of things that you can buy at the Chicago Reader store at chicagoreader.com. Things to wear like Chicago Reader hats, t-shirts, bandanas, and face masks. Things for your daily life like the Chicago Reader camping mug, Chicago Reader tote bags, and a Chicago Reader reporter's notebook. Things for you to read like our Reader recipes, the Chicago Reader 420 Companion, our Chicago Reader Best Of book series from journalists Maya Duke-Masaba, Mike Sula, Ben Jarofsky, and Lior Galil, the Chicago Reader coloring book, and the Chicago Reader Stay Home puzzle. Find the Chicago Reader store at chicagoreader.com and show your support for the nation's first free weekly newspaper since 1971.
Hello, everybody. Ben Jarofsky here. It's bonus time on the Ben Jarofsky Show as I speak. It's Friday, September 24th, 2021. The headline in the Sun Times: new stadium or bust for Bears, says consultants. Oh, my goodness. Got to build these guys a new stadium? Come on, Bears. Got to earn that new stadium. You know, that, I think that's an apropos headline for the conversation we're about to have. We did this once before. It was a very popular segment. We're bringing it back. I'm going to ask my distinguished guests to introduce themselves as we get ready for some Bear talk. So we're going to go with distinguished guest initials VW. Introduce yourself.
Hi, Ben. Thank you for having me on the show. My name is Victoria Williams from ACC of Illinois.
And ACC of Illinois is?
Aurora Cannabis Consultants. We do cannabis education in Illinois, approved by the Illinois Department of Financial and Professional Regulations.
There you go. A lot of cannabis talk. Distinguished guest, VN, introduce yourself, or V-E-N. Let's not forget that E.
Vincent E. Norman, how y'all doing today? Thank you for having me. I am the founder of the Marijuana Hall of Fame. I am excited to say that we are going to be inducting, grandfathering, I should say, our first 35 Hall of Famers in the coming months. So look forward to that. And if you want to nominate someone, please reach out to us, marijuanahalloffame.com. Thank you.
All right, very good. That's very well done, Vincent. Vincent, a regular on this show, and Victoria, this is your second appearance. And the last time we were here, we had a great conversation about the Chicago Bears. I would say my beloved Chicago Bears, but as that would be a lie, because as Vincent and Victoria knows, I'm a lifelong Chicago Bear fan, and I fell off the wagon because they didn't take Patrick Mahomes, and instead they took Mitch Trubisky. Victoria, the last time we were on the show, said, Ben, get over it. It's time to forgive and forget. I said, I am not forgiving or forgetting unless they win a game. And Victoria, lo and behold, last Sunday against Cincinnati, they were victorious. So is it time for me to forgive and forget?
Well, I wanted you to forgive and forget, but I did want Mahomes. Don't think that I didn't. I did want Mahomes too. You know, Ben, I said to people, I was like, the Bears, I need this win. The guys are going to eat me alive on this show if we do not get this win. I was up there like, I need the Bears to win. I kept saying every day, I need them to win because they're going to eat me alive on this show. I knew Vincent was going to come for me and I was going to be ready for you, Vincent. Yes. I was going to be ready, okay? And we got a win. So we won, Vincent. What you got to say about that?
I have to say that thank goodness for Fields.
I didn't get a congratulations on your team winning, Victoria.
Oh, okay. Congratulations on your team winning, Victoria. You know, they did pull it off, not to Nabby, Coach Nabb, I call him, credit. But, yeah, they pulled off the win. Great.
All right. Now, before we get too enthusiastic, Victoria, I'll throw this at you first and get Vincent to respond. I watched that game, and yes, they did win. So congratulations, Chicago Bears. You were victorious. 20-17 was the score, 3-point victory. That was a lot closer than it should have been. In my humble opinion, Victoria, that victory belongs to the defense. That stifling Chicago Bears defense suddenly reemerged after being dormant for 2 years. I don't know where it went, and it showed up just in time. And then it got so nerve-wracking at the end of that game, Victoria, where, oh, my goodness, Justin Fields threw the interception, and they're coming back. And I'm like, no, this is the old Bears. So that's my take on it. I give all the credit to the defense. What's your take, Victoria?
It definitely gave us some emotional highs and lows, especially after the interception. It was that, and we was like, you know, when we think about the previous Bears games, we'd be like, oh, shoot, and it begins, you know? After one comes another, and I just really was like, I need this win. So the emotional highs and lows definitely played a good part into how I felt that day. And congrats to our defensive line for stepping up. You know, we needed that. We needed this win. And I'm proud of our Bears, as always. Go Bears.
Vincent, how do you see it? Go ahead.
Well, you know, I see it again as old coach making bad decisions. When you have a rookie quarterback and you have a, I think at the time, a 10-point or 17-point lead, and you allow him to throw the ball, we should have been running the ball. That's where the interception came at, and that's where we almost lost the game. And I'm going to tell you, if they had got the ball back, they either would have tied it or won the game. But again, as I said, thanks to Fields running and getting that first down and saving the day.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. And that's me standing there like, run the ball.
Yeah.
You just got to get out there. You cannot be waiting to see who's open for you. Go for it. Go for it.
Again, that's Coach Nabby. Cannot get out of his way, calling a play, having the quarterback to drop back and pass the ball. A rookie, you have to work with what's in the compounds of the offense, and they should have been running.
Well, let's talk about that. And I know I speak for a lot of Bear fans, very frustrated with Nagy, Coach Nagy, and a lot of doubt. And we'll start with Vincent because he's more in this camp, and then Victoria will rush in to defend Coach Nagy. Lots of doubt, a lot of Bear fans, Vincent, as to whether Nagy can actually call a game. Just that's what he's supposed to be, the great offensive mind when they brought him in from Kansas City, as you recall. And Bear fans are very frustrated every game with the call selection that Nagy. It seems like you're in that category of Bears fans who thinks he's incapable of calling a game. What's your thoughts on this?
Yes, again, time and time again. I'm trying to give him the benefit of the doubt, Victoria. But, you know, listen. You know, I'm sitting there watching the game, and I'm like, okay. Then I watch the quarterback drop back, and I'm like, oh, here we go again. Coach Nagy can't get out of his own way. And so, you know, the play calling is kind of terrible. You know, let's go back, you know, and I hate to go back, but, you know, we was in Chicago, Philly come to town. All we got to do is get closer to the field goal and kick a field goal. But what he does, he sits on the ball. And the field goal kickers missed the field goal. And we don't advance in the playoffs. Again, bad calling, not looking at the game as a whole, and not utilizing the players to their capabilities. Plain and simple. I think he should have told the quarterback, listen, if you don't see a play, tuck it and run. Or just hand it off. I don't know.
Victoria?
So you know what, Vincent? I'm going to have to agree with you on that. And that's just the factual, you know, facts here. You know, you called it on the last time we was on this show. And the Bears going to have to make some decisions. Seriously. And we thought we were going to lose this game. We seriously did. And it had us like on that real, you know, emotional roller coaster, as most games do. So I really agree with you on that one, Vincent.
Okay. Thank you. I mean, I'm a Bears fan. I want us to win.
Check it out. I'm going to the Bears game on the 10th in Las Vegas against the Raiders.
Just rub it in.
And I'm going to go make a sports bet on the 9th so I can see what the odds are, because I know you guys betting against my Bears.
Now, okay, first of all, let's get something clear here. I'm older than either one of you. Almost, if you could probably put your two ages together to get me. I've been a Bear fan since before either one of you were born. But I just get frustrated with them. And Victoria, I'll say this again. How Ryan Pace could look at Mitch Trubisky and Patrick Mahomes, Vincent's heard me on this, I'm a broken record, and come to the conclusion that Mitch Trubisky is a better quarterback than Patrick Mahomes, it still boggles my mind. And I couldn't.
I have no idea. I was hoping for Mahomes. I was rooting for him. I was hoping that we could have got him. And I don't know how. So
that's why I turned against them. But when they drafted Justin Fields, I said, okay, I have to get back on the bandwagon. Because they finally got a talented quarterback and they overcame what I considered, this is me talking, I think Vincent agrees with me, their prejudice against black quarterbacks. I think they overcame that prejudice, at least temporarily, and they took Justin Fields. So I said, okay, Bears, I'm back in the fold. But when I saw that game against Cincinnati, Victoria, I'm like, oh my goodness, are they incapable of producing a winning offensive strategy? I'll give you this thought and get your response to this, both of you. Ever notice, like, when the Bears, they get a ball back, they got a 3-point lead, all they have to do is run, like, get a first down, maybe a two first downs, and then the clock runs out, and they're incapable. Have you noticed this, like, the last 3 or 4 years? Incapable. I mean, it's driving me crazy. You know they're going to end up punting back to the other team because they're incapable. What is it, Victoria, about the Chicago Bears at the close of games? They cannot close a game. Go ahead.
The coach. the coach called the plays, okay? And they have to do what their coach told them to do on that field.
The coach sets the tone. And again, you know, I watched Fields during preseason, and I'm going to tell you, give him a year under his belt, and he's going to be phenomenal. He's really, because he plays the game within the compounds. He reads, you know, for a rookie, I think he reads what's going on well and know when to run, because I've seen him run the ball at the right time and know when to just kind of tuck it away and throw it away.
We have to strengthen our offensive line. And I think that Fields is going to do phenomenal. Yes. I believe in the kid. He better not get hurt. You're going to hear me say this. He better not get hurt. They better protect the kid.
Well, right there is a contradiction. If we strengthen the line and they better protect a kid. And we were talking about this the last time when you were on the show. The fear that the experts had, their explanation as to why the Bears were going to start Andy Dalton over Justin Fields was that it would be unsafe to put Justin Fields on the field. And it was they were going back to that preseason game, Vincent, against Buffalo, where the very first play when Justin Fields was in the game, the Buffalo lineman, I can't remember which one, raced right past the Bears offensive lineman like he wasn't even there and hit him so hard his helmet flew off. And that's when Bear fans are like, don't put him out. It's so funny. First they were like, put him out. And then they were like, no, don't put him out. So, Vincent, do you have confidence in that Bears offensive line that they can protect Justin Fields?
No. Again, it goes to knowing what you have. If your offensive line is a bit deficiency, then call plays where, you know, at least the quarterback can roll out, move around a little bit, to be able to offset maybe a few linemen that just can't block. And, you know, I think if they – it's all about the scheme. You know, if you keep a tight end back there, keep a, you know, running back there, they're going to do okay. But if they, again, if they just allow man on man, he's going to get sacked a lot, you know. And we got, like Victoria said, we got to protect the quarterback. It's just, we have to protect him. And so I'm.
So, Victoria, what are you hoping to see this Sunday?
A win, duh. I'm hoping to see growth in every game and every player, you know. I'm hoping that, well, I know Andy Dalton's not playing next game, right? So I hope that Fields can get out here and show improve. And I think Lamore, that they give him the opportunity, I think he's, you know, in a good position. And I'm hoping definitely for the win. I want us to win this game.
Well, you know, again, hopefully, you know, people like ourselves, radio talk, somebody's kind of getting to Coach Nagy there where he can kind of start rethinking some of his calls and kind of going along with what he has. And I think we'll be okay. But then, again, I'm not going to put a penny on that one. I'm just not. Because that's Coach Nagy. And you know, sometimes people are set in their ways and they think that they can overthink or think they're better than what they are. And I just think he's a good play caller if he has somebody over him and say, hold on, that's not a good call. You do something different. And he had that with
assistant coaches. Are you saying he need assistant coaches or he needs to be the assistant coach?
There you go,
coach.
Offensive coordinator. He
can be the offensive coordinator.
He was good over there in Kansas City because you would see Andy Reid say, mm-mm, not that call. That's something different. You know, so he needs that checks and balances.
You know what? Just let's pause and think for a moment, Victoria, about what Vincent just said. And this is why it's so difficult to be a Chicago Bears fan. So the man that they brought in, the Bears did, specifically to be the offensive mind of a cutting-edge offense that could compete in the new era of football, that was on top of absolutely every new technique in offensive strategy that was coming down the line. The man that they brought in specifically for that role, after 3 years, it's pretty obvious, needs someone over him to tell him what to do. The offensive genius needs an offensive genius. Go ahead, Victoria.
Oh, I think it's hilarious because, you know, Vincent and every way have said that this guy needs to be fired. But now he's like, hey, just demote him. If we're not going to fire him, get somebody above him. Tell him, pull back. No, wrong play. And that's really hilarious. It's not happening, Vincent. Sorry.
Listen, we need a head coach. And I'm not, and he's, like I said, he's good on the offense, but he do need someone to be able to guide him along the way. And because he's the head coach, there's no one above him when he makes those calls. You know, like let's sit on the ball in the playoffs when you know you need to get at least closer to the goal line for your kicker.
Yes.
And I couldn't believe that. We first and 10, and we don't even get a yard. No, what are you doing?
You know, and I'm all for running the ball because I feel like at least we will get something. Us taking a sacrifice and getting a quarterback sacked is just absolutely unacceptable. And I'm really, let him know I'm talking about him today because we definitely need to think about running the ball more. You know, we already know that we need to strengthen our offensive line. We already know that we got to protect our QB. But if you're going to make these plays, you need to make some where we can at least get some yards. Some is better than nothing.
And, you know, the good thing about that was they were saying that the Cincinnati Bengals running back and Chicago Bears, our running back, was 1-2 and leading the league in rushing. I know it was only one game, but they were the best two running backs during that game as far as rushing. So we do have a rushing attack. We do have a running back that can run. So utilize them. Makes sense to me.
Yeah. Well, it's not easy, as easy as said. It's not as easy to do as you said, particularly if you don't have an offensive line that can give him a little room. And he had room in that first game, which was an absolute disaster to watch. We didn't do a show after that one, thankfully. But the L.A. Rams game that opened the season was an absolute disaster to watch. But, yeah, the Rams were holding back and allowing him a little room for like 5-6 yard runs, because clearly they just figured the Bears would just run out of steam after one first down, and that's pretty much what happened. So, Vincent, I have a question, and a little honesty here would be great. And then, Victoria, you get to listen to Vincent dance around this question, and then you can see what your answer is. So here's the question. When Andy Dalton went down, quarterback Andy Dalton, fondly known as the Redhead, who started the first two games for the Bears this year, even though all three of us wanted Justin Fields to play, when Andy Dalton went down, what was your reaction? Did you have a humanitarian reaction of feeling sorry for a fellow human being who was in pain? Or were you just at the old the Bear fan kick in and go, yes, Justin Fields? Go ahead.
You know what I was thinking? I said, ironically, he was running the ball and got hit going out of bounds. So ironically, he was actually running the ball, running away from defenders trying to get a first down, and that's how he got hit. No, so I was like, I was kind of, you know, humanitarian, but I was kind of, you know, happy about that, because let's say if he was just been sitting in the pocket, he'd still be playing. I was like, run, Forrest, run, run.
I will never, I'm a mom, so I will never be okay with a player getting hurt. My son played football in high school, and he got injured, broke his arm, actually, and he was done. He didn't want to play anymore, and he re-injured that injury on multiple occasions, so he started running track instead. So when I saw that he was injured, I just was hoping that it was not something too serious.
Right.
I'm very happy that we were able to see Justin Fields on the field, because that's what we really wanted to see. You know, Bears giving a black quarterback a chance, you know, and we definitely didn't want it to be at the risk of, at the you know, expense of someone being injured. You know, if Justin was like, hey, you know, I'm taking the day off because I don't feel good, and they said, hey, you can't come back for 3 days until we know that you tested negative for COVID, then that would have been something totally different, you know? And Justin would have had no choice but to get on that field. But at the expense of an injury, no, I'll never be okay with it.
No, I don't really think it was so much, you know, I'm saying that I want him to be hurt. No, I was just saying that I was encouraging. It was encouraging for me to see him run, because I know Andy Dalton is not a running quarterback. And even if he hadn't got hit, he probably would have pulled a muscle or something anyway, you know? So, you know, I like to see, my bottom line was, I wanted to see Justin Fields on the right? And I don't think O'Nagy would have been bold enough to pull that plug. So, you know, again, we would have been left with Mr. Redhead being the starting quarterback for game three. And not only that, you got to think about it. If it was Mr. Redhead, I got to call him Mr. Redhead. But, you know, but look, I was going to say that if it wasn't for Burrow's, think about this. His last five passes were interception, 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 touchdown, touchdown. So if we don't get a first down, I think old Burrow's there would have brought them back. So, you know, we got to also look at the fact that the Bears, did they really win, or did Cincinnati give them that game? Because he threw three straight interceptions, one for a touchdown.
We won that game, Vincent. We're not talking about somebody giving us anything. We won that game, okay? We're not going to start that today. We won that game. You're not going to take the W away.
I'm not taking the W away.
Vincent, there's no difference in those standings when you have wins and losses between a W, that is a game given to you through the incompetence of the other team, and a W that, like, you earn by annihilating the other team. It's a W. And when that game was over, I texted, a W is a W. I was like, I'll take it. Because it's, you know, I don't know what it means in terms of long-term growth or anything, but I will take it. But I'm with you, Vincent. I'm like, oh, my goodness. They're about to blow this game. I felt it in my bones, Vincent. And then he got the first down.
So, he got the first down.
All right. Now, let's go to Justin Fields. And Justin Fields in every game does just enough of something to make me think, Victoria, that this is a serious talent. I remember in the preseason game, he, on that rollout where he's running, no other Bear could have avoided the draft, throwing off-balance pass for a touchdown in game one against the Rams, the run for the touchdown, if you recall, where he was so quick, he beat, I don't think any Bear quarterback could have gotten around the line that fast. And then his play in a utterly, he played terrible for most part, but that first down. Right, do you feel the same way that every game, there's just enough to leave you thinking this guy could be the real deal, Victoria?
Just enough? I don't know. I wouldn't say he does just, well, he does just enough for your comfort, right, Ben? Is that what you're saying? You know, I just look at this kid and I just see so much in his future, you know. I really think that he can be a really good fit for us. And I have a lot of hopes in our in the Bears with him, seeing him on the field. So, I got a lot of high hopes for him. And so I'm just like, hey, let's see how this play out, you know. You know, win or lose, I'm going to always be a Bears fan, right? Mm-hmm. He said, mm-hmm. I heard that.
You are. Mm-hmm. Vincent?
I'm on your side, Victoria. I think that now we really can see what the talent holds here and how the play calling, because I'm going to be honest with you, I'm going to be glued to the tube this weekend. I'm going to watch every play that is called to see if Mr. Nagy have learned anything. Because you have a rookie quarterback in the line, and you need to give him, I'm not saying, you know, spoon feed him, but I'm saying give him plays to his ability. And I want to see if he's going to do that, or is he going to just be Coach Nagy and, you know, blow some plays.
Yes, he will. And by the way, I will be in Los Angeles this weekend. I was telling Victoria, Vincent, visiting my daughter who's about to make me a grandfather, and her my son-in-law. Thank you. I'm really excited about that. We'll be doing the show remotely, so we'll still be doing the show. I got a laptop. I'm really ready to go. But my son-in-law, who I love dearly, believe it or not, my daughter married a Packers fan. So I will be watching the game on... he's a cheesehead. He can't help it, Victoria. He was born and raised in Milwaukee. Lord. And, you know, it's been really hard for me because the Packers just, ever since I met him, Brian, I love you, but it's been 8 years he's been in my life. I think the Bears have won one game, Victoria, in that 8 years. So I'm really, you know, I'll be watching the game with him, and I know he'll be trash talking to Bears. All right, I'm going to read to you what some of the experts say, and I want to get your reaction. This is from today's Sun Times. They have their sports writers making their predictions, and there's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 experts. They all make predictions. 4 out of the 5 have predicted the Browns will win. Only one of the experts predicts the Bears will win, and I will read you a sample quote. And then I will ask you, Victoria, as a Bears fan, to respond to what this expert says. So this expert is, let's see, we'll start with Rick Tellender. And he has the Browns winning 24-20. And he says, Browns quarterback Baker Mayfield has a bum non-throwing shoulder from trying to make a tackle. Justin Fields survives scrambling to recover a fumble. Both guys are exciting and tough, but only one is basically unknown and undamaged. That would be Fields. the known wounded quarterback, has this one. He has such little faith in your beloved Bears, Victoria, that he's predicting the Bears will lose to a quarterback with a bum throwing arm. Non-throwing shoulder. Your response to Rick Tellender.
Rick and Nagy can both decide if they want to say, you know, they want Andy Dalton to play or if they want Justin Fields on that court, okay? Because the Bears has been known for thinking that the starting quarterback was going to get up and show out, and they never did. The backups always showed out.
Is it Detroit or is it the Browns?
But she made a mistake. She meant Cleveland. Oh, it's Cleveland. Yeah, it's Cleveland Browns.
Cleveland, but the next game they're playing the Lions. And so my thing is to those people who are questioning their ability, the ability of this fresh running back, you know, I mean, the fresh quarterback, I apologize. Just watch this next game before you count him out, okay? Because I know that's the question in the back of everybody's mind is if Nagy is going to put his faith behind Dalton after, you know, Fields go out there and light up, you know, on the field against Cleveland and also Detroit.
All right. So your response to Rick Tellender, Vincent E., are you with him or do you think he's off base?
I think that Cleveland is a very talented team. And if the Bears beat Cleveland, I'll be the first one to say, we got a shot at the division. But that is a big if. And again, I'll be watching every play call. And I don't know. Let's see what defense shows up. Would it be the defense the first game? What would be the defense the second game? That's important. But that defense is going to have to keep Cleveland under 21 points for us to win. I really believe that.
All right. So here's what we're going to do. We're going to make our predictions. I'm writing them down, and we're going to hold you to them for the next time you come to the show. So we'll start with, let's see if Victoria and Vincent can have a better record than the experts from the Sun-Times, like Rick Tellender, Rick Morrissey, Patrick Finley, Jake Enleiser, and Mark Potash. Okay, gentlemen, Vincent and Victoria are stepping into the game. We'll start with you, Vincent. Who will be victorious on Sunday, the Bears or Cleveland?
Are they playing in Cleveland? Of course.
Yes, they're playing in Cleveland.
I'm going to say that the Cleveland Browns will win 31-24. That's my prediction.
Okay. Well, at least that'll be an exciting game. Some points scored.
Victoria, I think that they're going to lose, okay? And when they do lose, Vincent, I'll be making that drive to Chicago. And lunch is on you, sir.
Lunch is, listen, you heard it first here, Ben. Lunch is on me if the Bears pull it off.
All right, so Victoria, what's your prediction?
You know I'm going to say that the Bears is going to win this game. Even if they win this game 21-20, they're going to win this game.
I am going to show you something right here that I am a big believer, my beloved Bears. I'm laughing as I say it. I'm going with the Bears. I don't know why I'm saying this other than I just want to make it happen. So I'm going with the Bears. And this is like all these sports writers, they're trying to like show you how smart they are and they're not fans. But I'm a fan. So I'm going to try to project. I'm going to project some goodness in the world, Vincent. I'm putting these good vibrations out there with this prediction. I will be sitting there watching a game with my Packers-loving son-in-law and watching Justin Fields rush for 100 yards and just bring Bear fans to their feet and throw some dazzling passes on the rollout. And I'll say, that's our version of Patrick Mahomes. And the Bears will be victorious, Vincent, and I will be joining you for lunch. I can't wait. So I'm predicting.
I'm gonna write all over social media that the Bears won and Vincent owes me lunch. It's gonna be tagged. It's gonna be hashtagged all over Instagram.
There you go.
Before we leave, I just have to switch sports for one moment. Vincent, I don't know if you know this, but Victoria is a huge Bulls fan as well as being a Bears fan, and that's my main love, the Chicago Bulls. And so a little shout out to Tony Kukoc, who's one of Victoria's favorite players from the 90s. Tony Kukoc was inducted into the NBA, in the Basketball Hall of Fame. I think it's well-deserved. I know there's a lot of haters out there about Tony Kukoc. I know a lot of haters out there, and I'll just say this. All you haters out there, if it wasn't for Tony Kukoc, Scottie Pippen's career in Chicago would have been over. Because in 1994, in the playoff game against the Knicks, when Scottie sat it out with 1.8 and the Bulls were losing, Tony Kukoc came in, Vincent E. Norman, and hit the shot that won the game. And if they hadn't won that game, if the Bulls would have, they would have cut Scottie traded Scottie Pippen. So for that reason alone, in my humble opinion, Tony Kukoc belongs in the Hall of Fame. Do you agree with me, Victoria?
Absolutely. And you know what, Ben? I'm so happy that you remember that he was my favorite player. I wore Tony Kukoc's number. Every single sport that I played, I was number 7, okay? So I am very proud of him, and I think it was a long time coming, and he absolutely deserved it. And I'm so great. I'm so grateful that you even recall the play to his T in case those haters didn't remember exactly how that went on that day.
Oh, yes. No, there's so many Tony Kukoc haters out there in Chicago. And they kind of annoy the hell out of me. Vincent, I'll let you weigh in on this. Do you think Tony Kukoc deserves to be in the Hall of Fame?
You know, I watched the documentary and they talked about how they, you know, inspired to bully him during the Olympics. And he remained, I mean, you know, in the end, he remained tough. You know, he did some things at the end, and he came in the league kind of like with a lot of expectations, and I think he didn't disappoint, you know. So, you know, when you a foreign player, you got to think about it. He was one of the few first of the foreign players to come in as well. And so that being said, he didn't disappoint. Of course, he should be in the Hall of Fame. And I agree with you. He did save Scottie Pittman's trade. You know, because he probably would have been out of there. But and then, you know, take him off the team and they don't win. Even with Dennis Rodman, I don't think they win those 3 championships either. You know, the last 3. So, he was a contributor. You know, he's a great player and he deserved it. So, hey,
I'm with you.
So, haters, stop hating.
Stop hating. All right, Victoria and Vincent. Let's put out those positive vibrations for the Chicago Bears. Appreciate you guys coming on the show. We're doing this, as a regular thing, because I got a feeling the listeners really enjoy it. So Victoria and Vincent, thank you very, very much for being on the show. I'm Ben Jarofsky. Take care, everybody.